Supervisor Washington's in the chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Mill. You have a comment on item one?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Reason why item number one is a good starting point, but I think there's a lot of work to be done. I think we can do a combination of item one and number two. I don't feel that we should only look at bringing in-source transit to just in-house. I think we should look at all the things that are going to make the residents of Milwaukee County whole, make sure they have a proper transit system. You heard from the young lady, Ms. Richards. It's not about the county board and the county exec. It's about the ridership. It's about making sure people be able to get a place to point A to point B. But there's a number of things in this resolution and resolution two. And when we talk about the transit system, since I've been on this board for 20 years, we have worked well with all county execs about the transportation system within Milwaukee County. We also lower rates. We increase the ridership. We increase routes from the county board. When the rates was going up, we brought them down and we found money. And people might not like it, but we increased the tax on the tax rolls. The number one thing that we need in Milwaukee County right now to make the county, make our transit system whole, is dedicated funding, or RTA. And if we don't get that now, I don't care who's the county exec and who's the county board, but I feel sorry for the other county board because they will not get the information, because if they go to night meetings or go to afternoon meetings, they're going to just be rubber stamping everything that comes down. But we at least get the information, and you will not have no more fiascos of the pensions, fiasco that, oh, I didn't have a chance to read it. But you voted for it. So what we have to do is make sure that we have a good system. And I like to go out for RFP. And I'm going to come back with some of item number two. We need to see what we can get for our dollars. And we never had, to make sure our committee, we never had that last RFP in front of us. So we don't know if we ever could save $15 million. Because I think that's voodoo economics. Because if you never had it in front of you, how do you know you really had it? And we never had a chance to vote on it either. So if you pass this, I prefer to lay this over, do a combination of both. But the appeal process, oh, no. That's like getting a fox cover the hen house. That let them have the opportunity to look at the appeal process. We can look at our new appeal process, but we cannot let it just go to one side. So there's a motion for layover, and I support layover. Mr. Chairman, thank you for letting me have the opportunity, and thank you, committee, for letting me talk.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Any other comments? We'll go from the end, work this way. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to agree with the Supervisor Mayo on layover. I'll support layover. The county executive should be commended for what he's done with transit the last 3 years. He hasn't come out with cuts, and I think he's been, very adamant that he wants to have a good transit system. The problem is, when it comes from me, it is the ridership. Even though very few buses come into the 9th District, I know how important it is for the rest of the county. But I want to find a way and a process that I can actually feel confident in the county executive, actually trust him, because I just don't right now. That's the reality. I just don't trust what this guy's doing moving forward. And so I'll support layover, and hopefully we can come up with something that we are doing an RFP. I think in-house would just, I just don't know how that's going to work, and I think we have to go back out and see, get our biggest bang for the buck, but we have to have confidence that whatever comes back we can actually see. I've never, to this day, no one's seen these, or I haven't seen the contract. I never got a chance, or I think I saw the contract, but I never got a chance to vote on it. No, probably no. None of us got to see the contract. That's right, just RFP. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant, RFP. And I never get, you know, we never got to vote on it. So I like to be able to get to a point where we can vote on something. But I don't think taking it in the House is the way. So I think trying to find some combination between one and two is the way to go. So I'll support layover.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. I know I said we'd go around, but we'll Supervisor Mayo has a quick question.
Thank you. I have to agree with Supervisor Taylor, but I want to make sure so the committee understands this is not about MTCS at all. They have worked with Milwaukee County for 40 years. They have did an excellent job. And the management over there have done a good job. But we got to make sure that every time we went out for RFP, every 5 years, is it 5 years? Every 5 years, no one applied to it. It could have been open to a nonprofit, could be for profit. They didn't see the feasibility. This time go around, the RFP changed. And normally the county board has some input about the RFP process, but now since this new thing, we have no input. So let's make sure that we understand the process and we can be very transparent, and that's working with the county exec and the county board. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Now, Supervisor Alexander, do you have a comment?
I do, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems that we've received a possible amendment on this item, and I also have one in the works that's very similar, and I'm waiting on Mr. Keaty to deliver the copies. So I would ask that we take a look at those before we move forward.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think the layover takes precedence, but I appreciate that at least Amendment 1 was distributed so that people understand what would be in front of us if we don't lay it over.
Very creative.
Hey, you got to use what you got. So the Amendment 1, as I spoke of earlier, I believe would clarify a broad definition of in-house management and operation that includes the use of an instrumentality of the municipality or similar legal structure to provide effective county control. It strikes what I thought was the language that was sort of limiting, in that it showed exactly where the line was for blended, and I think that's for Corp Counsel and any outside expertise to try and figure out. It also adds a be it further resolved for Corp Counsel to retain outside services to assist in effectuating the policy. So that's what would be before us if we don't lay over. So I would ask that we not lay over at this time.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb. As we come around, and I would hope that we would, you know, stay on the motion that's in front of us, which is layover. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. On the layover, I would oppose the layover. A committee is a place where we're supposed to be doing the work. If we layer this over, my question is, are we then heading towards board day and suspension of the rules and so on? It seems to me we need to react to the fact that there is a directive in the budget, which, since we have gotten additional information, we should at least be revising that. I do find Supervisor Lipscomb's suggestion, if we can get back from the layover vote to review this, it's language that I could support. It's in a way it's broader and allows for, if you will, more options. I support that. So I think we need to get something out of committee, and I would hope the chairman supports this, something out of committee that the committee has voted on, so that we can go to the full board and on board day have a very good discussion of this. I think it's a mistake for us to just lay this over and look like, it really looks like we're somewhat weak in that we haven't been able to at least come forward with a policy directive. So I'm going to oppose the layover, and hopefully we can get to the amendments. Now, I'll be welcome to look at Supervisor Alexander's amendment as well. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had an hour and a half of good discussion, but for us to not take a vote is looked at it as a sign of weakness is insulting. Work is going on. This is not like we're abdicating our responsibilities. And for us to, you know, vote on something today, I don't think is responsible. And so I'm not gonna listen to, you know, we're forced to make a decision today because doggone it, we have to. We had a great discussion. Things are going on. This is gonna be brought back. You know, the sky is not falling yet. Okay? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I think what we'll do right now is actually our agenda here. I just want to do a temporary 2-minute recess here to give Supervisor Mayo an attempt to come back.
Oh, recess for 3 minutes.
Needs a vote.